The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowd, "This is how it is to be with the kingdom of God. A man scatters seed on the ground. He goes to bed and gets up day after day. Through it all, the seed sprouts and grows without his knowing how it happens. The soil produces of itself, first the blade, then the ear, finally the ripe wheat in the ear. When the crop is ready, he wields the sickle, for the time is ripe for harvest." He went on to say, "One comparison shall we use for the kingdom of God. What image will help to present it? It is like mustard seed, which, when planted in the soil, is the smallest of all the earth's seeds. Yet once it is sown, springs up to become the largest of shrubs, with branches big enough for the birds of the air to build nests in its shade." By means of many such parables, he taught them the message in a way they could understand. To them he spoke only by way of parables, while they kept explaining these things previously to his disciples. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Our Lord's favorite way of teaching was by way of parables, stories that everyone could understand. Yet as the evangelist tells us, while he told the parables to the people, he explained the parables to his own disciples. After all, they were the ones who were to teach the people after Christ himself had left the earth in visible form. What is the lesson our Lord wants to teach us about what he calls the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God in the Gospels means the church. Christ only twice in the four Gospels used the word ecclesia, church. His regular term was basileia, kingdom. What was our Lord telling the people? The church he was founding was a very small, tiny group. Himself and 12, not very educated men, a handful of disciples. On Good Friday, the multitudes, we can believe thousands, shouted for his crucifixion. And at first, very few converts, and even those few, beginning with Stephen, were persecuted, condemned to death, and martyred. For the first 300 years, again, the church was opposed, persecuted, imprisoned, through the lions in the Colosseum. In a word, if there was anything unpromising about the future of the church, it was its beginnings. It is now almost 2,000 years since Christ founded the church. And as we sadly know, even those who had become members of the church, and in numbers, even their leaders, so many gave up their faith. And as Pope Pius XI once declared, the worst enemies of the church have been her own apostates. Yet the church keeps growing, being crushed, almost wiped out, especially in our days, in one country after another. What keeps the church not only alive, but enables the church to grow, dare I say even prosper? It is those who remain faithful to the teaching of Christ, embracing the most difficult religion ever born in human history, placing on his followers humanly impossible commands. What is it? It is the loyalty, the fidelity of those who, having been baptized and become followers of Christ, receive the faith and remain firm. I am confident I'm talking to the right audience. No matter what happens to so many, 40 million, these are Rome's figures, 40 million Catholics in Latin America have given up their Catholic faith. My own beloved Society of Jesus, we have lost, since the Second Vatican Council, over 15,000 members. In the United States, the lowest figure, 80,000 religious women have left religious life. In the United States, 10,000 priests have left the priesthood. In my own Archdiocese of Detroit, where I live, in 1 year, 43 Catholic parishes were closed. What we need is to keep reminding ourselves of what our Lord never failed to emphasize. The church had very simple beginnings. The church has not only survived, but, marvel of marvels, it thrives. thrives on opposition, thrives on persecution, and, would you believe it, the very apostasy of so many strengthens the faith of others. We are living one modern pope after another tells us we are living in the most critical age of the church's history. But the future is bright, very bright. Our Holy Father believes the 21st century will be the greatest, will be the greatest in the history of the church. Why? Because there has been so much suffering, indeed so much evil, as St. Paul tells us, where sin abounds, there grace will even more abound. Sisters, you have come into the world just in time. Just in time to start the most flourishing, prosperous, spiritually wonderful age in the church's history. But let me tell you, you've got to pay the price. And for you, are some of you still postulants? They're just novices here, is that it? Novices and junior professed. Well, you're still young enough to be used by our Lord for the most wonderful age in the history of Christianity. But you must do your part. You must pay the price. In one simple declarative sentence, you must be not just good religious, but heroic religious. And don't forget, the blood of martyrs is a seed of the church. This is, as we've said and we'll repeat, the age of martyrs as a prelude to the age of the church's greatest spiritual prosperity since Jesus died on Calvary. But remember, he rose on Easter Sunday. Lord Jesus, keep us from ever being discouraged, ever worrying. Let us trust, provided we do our part, that the very trials of the church in our day are the promise of the church's glory in the century to come. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. For our Holy Father, God may continue to give him the light and strength he needs to bring a Christless world back to the Savior. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. For your own personal intentions. Lord, grant that we be asked for you in faith, may obtain through the merits of your mother, the mother of the church, this we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Lord God, we ask you to receive us and be pleased with the sacrifice we offer you with humble and contrite hearts. Lord, wash away my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. Pray, brethren, that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Amen. Lord, receive our gifts, that our offerings make us holy and bring us salvation. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. He is the Word through whom you made the universe, the Savior you sent to redeem us. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake, he opened his arms on the cross. He put an end to death and revealed the resurrection. In this, he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. And so we join the angels and the saints in proclaiming your glory as we say, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the fountain of all holiness. Let your Spirit come upon these gifts to make them holy, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before he was given up to death, a death he freely accepted, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. When supper was ended, he took the cup. Again he gave you thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Savior of the world. In memory of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Father, this life-giving bread, this saving cup. We thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. May all of us who share the body and blood of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church throughout the world. Make us go in love together with John Paul, our Pope, Cardinal Glemp, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember our brothers and sisters who have gone to their rest in the hope of rising again. Bring them and all that departed into the light of your presence. Have mercy on us all. Make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles, and with all the saints who have done your will throughout the ages. May we praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us pray for the coming of the kingdom as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "I leave you peace, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and grant us the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live forever and ever."
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
It is over each other the sign of peace. The Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. May this mean the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ make eternal life to us who receive it. Lord Jesus Christ, with faith in your love and mercy, I eat your body and drink your blood. Let it not make me condemnation, but health in mind and body. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to this, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. May the body of Christ be made to have a lasting life. May the blood of Christ name it for the last 10 lives. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. 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 The body of Christ.
Amen.
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 The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. 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 The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. 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 The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God, all-powerful Father, may the new life you give us increase our love and keep us in the joy of your kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thank you.